in the UNEC standards to have defect-related criteria, maybe. And that's what this is really about, right? It's the grades, but it's also kind of describing defects. So that's important. I'm not sure what role it would play in the IMPS. We're behind Poulter. We don't have necessarily pictorial descriptions, but we have specifications, which would go through defect levels and things like that, acceptable quality limits, the whole MIL sampling standard, all that. So I don't know. It plays a role, but I'm not sure what it might play a role in these standards.
Thank you. And you can answer this as a secretariat better than me. I mean, certainly when I look at the fresh fruit and vegetables, there's a lot of imagery and training that's, I'll call it grading. And we've more or less marked down the path of specifications, and we've kind of avoided the grading word a fair bit all the time I've been here. But it may be time now to... should I say that we're talking about eating quality grading now, which is kind of a new thing. Maybe when we do, if we do tomorrow agree that we should revise, I think we will agree, the chicken standard at least, then the introduction of some sort of grading into that standard would probably be very appropriate now. But I think it's something that people would be receptive to. The two other big players in that standards were China and Russia. Very, very big participants in those standards. So thank you. I mean, is there anybody else got maybe a question or a comment? You did a good job. All right, so this section here also talks about capacity building. Reference earlier on that we talked about, and Lana Ryan specifically said she attended Potsdam, which is a meeting three years ago now. I've lost track of time. And then in Ireland, we had another meeting where we had some 200 participants, mainly because there was topics of interest to them around. Now we're on to sustainability. Tomorrow we have the symposium. Unfortunately, we're not going to get that particular number, but there are a number of areas where the opportunity is presenting itself for, I guess, promoting the activities. The UNEC doesn't have funding to go out and necessarily market everything. Everything's on the website. It's all available. Fundamentally, at the end, it's activities of this group and countries maybe utilising opportunities for expanding the knowledge and therefore ultimately the utilisation. So is there anybody got any, I mean, Ben, you can probably reiterate some of the work you've been doing, but you've already mentioned that. Obviously, we've been to Brazil in the past. There's been a lot of activities outside of Geneva, is my point I'm trying to make, where the opportunity to have other people attend, particularly industry people attend. And I remember a couple of really great meetings we had in Russia, again on the chicken and again on the horse meat, where we had a big forum. And right initially on the bovine standard, we had over